And welcome to our lovely service. We're just waiting for somebody's daughter who's just going to get a cup of water. She's going to start us off with some nice singing, hopefully, and playing once she gets here. But, oh, goodness. Hello. There's a lot of you. It's lovely. It's really brilliant. Unfortunately, I have to make the announcement that this service is not recorded and cannot be recorded. So anybody who's got their phones all charged up, I'm afraid you're going to have to put them away. And I'm not going to come upstairs and tell you off, because I will. I'm not scared of you. So if we can all just police each other, no recording of this service. It doesn't go on Facebook, unfortunately. We have delicate children in our service. We have delicate children in the church. And if yours is not one that's being protected by social services or anything like that, please pray for the ones that are. Because we've got all manner of children, and some of them cannot be seen on any publication. I hope that explains it. Thank you very much for your understanding. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
I was just saying that you went to get your glass of water. So, excellent. Well, it's nice of you to come. So we're going to start off with a song, as we normally do. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Mine's charged up.
We thought we'd start off with a really rousing, joyful number, and thank you for joining in. That was great. So today we have our special nativity service, and you might have realized that I have taken over, and I have moved your seats. I've moved your favorite seat and your favorite chair, and we are all ready for you today. So I make no apologies for that, because we get one service to take over, and this is it. So we've been waiting to change a lot of things. And for those that have said, are we doing that one? Yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. We will be loud and leery, but it is the children's service, and it is Christmas. We kick off Christmas in this church with a beautiful tree. Thank you for everybody that's decorated that. We have window seals that have been individually decorated by different departments. So thank you to all the people that have put time and effort into doing that. I know there are a few more gaps that will be filled as we get closer to Christmas. So really, really, really pleased about that. I have to thank everybody that helped us with food, money, attending yesterday's children's party and rehearsal. The children were really good. We had about 53 children attend, and that was really, really good. It's our biggest number since COVID and all of that. And it was really lovely to spend time with them. And my feet were aching. I was definitely wearing the wrong shoes, but I think that's the good way to end the day when you've been spending time with children. So really, really appreciate it. Very important notice for the men in the church. The men cave is something that started in June, and it was on the back of a prayer that God laid something in the men's hearts to get together, have a time of fellowship, food, testimony, and giving each other words of encouragement, and just supporting each other in very, very difficult times. And, you know, it's been really, really well received in this church. And the next meeting, it is in your service notes, but the next meeting is this Wednesday at 7:30 in church. So please, can all men make a note? If you've not been before, please do come. Phil and Nathan will explain everything. And if you catch them at the back for teas and coffees afterwards, I'm sure they'll be willing to talk about what they talk about. So, excellent. So now, we're going to pray. Let's just have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this time of celebrating you. As we put the Christ back into Christmas, Lord, we just pray that we will also put you into our hearts, that indeed we will prepare ourselves to receive you this year in a different way. Even if we're strong Christians and have been for a long time, Lord, we pray that we will have a new touch from you. And we pray for everyone in this service that, Lord God, they will feel your presence, that indeed your Holy Spirit will come down and touch us, whether it's through the words or the kids losing their words, whatever, Lord, you can use to make a difference in our lives. We open ourselves right now to receive from you. So as we come to praise and glorify your name, we pray that, Holy Spirit, you will come down into this place and have your way. Be magnified, O God, because you are the name above all other names. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Right, well, enough sitting down, right? We are going to do the wide and long and high and deep, and I will be here demonstrating the actions. Anybody who's here on the cleared floor space, if you want to be singing, dancing, and losing your halos, this is the time to do it. So we'll sort it out afterwards. Don't worry. It'll be fine. So we're going to sing wide and long and high and deep. After that, we're going to calm it right down and sing Jesus' name above all names, because he is the reason why we have the love of God. Amen? Okay. Right. Let's go.
Yeah.
sit down for this one. It's a lot slower. But just think about the words. Just think about these words. Thank you, O Lord, because you are the name above every name. And Lord, we are just here to praise you and to honor you. And we give you all the glory. Sorry, I'll do it. There we go. It will pick it up. Mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sons of God, you know, I just want to thank him for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank him for his love. Thank you for his kindness and his mercies. Thank you for all he's done for us. Thank you that this service will be an amazing one.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that the children who have put really hard work, that he will bless the labor of their hands.
Yes, Lord.
That we will all be blessed by the message they want to give us today, the message of his love, that he will help us share his love to other people and not just us. Help us share his wisdom and his love and his kindness to other people around us in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. I'm just going to ask Elizabeth to come up. She's got our two Bible readings. One was supposed to be earlier, but it's God's timing. So she's got two Bible readings for us.
Isaiah 9 verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elizabeth. God bless you. And now we know what we call God. We've sung about it and we've just read about it. He's Counselor. He's wonderful. He is the Prince of Peace. He is amazing. But we need to know what God says about us. As children of God, we need to know how God feels about us. Why did he send Jesus? Why does Christmas happen? Why did Jesus die? It's because God says we are amazing. He says that we are wonderful. He thinks the world of you. With all of your problems, with all of your shortcomings, with all of your difficulties, God loves you so much. And you are here to understand that is what Christmas is all about. God sending his son to come down to be with us on earth for you. It was a personal message, a love letter to you. So the next song we're going to sing is called He Says That You Are Amazing. And I want you to take that as a personal message. As whatever else you do through Christmas, as you travel through all your dreams, all the things that work, all the things that don't work, God loves you and he says you are amazing. Please sit and just let the song minister to you. If it's new to you, just read the words. But it's very simple, and I'm sure you'll pick it up.
Bye.
Yeah, that's one of the songs that really brings me to tears, because God says I'm amazing, and I have to look in the mirror and think, really, me? But I've been working with some amazing kids. This last year has been wonderful. We have seen the kids' numbers grow. We've seen people come in to help and volunteer just off the bat. So if you want to get involved in helping in children's ministry, we always, always need help. Before Lisa says her bit, I'm just going to tell on her a little bit. Oh, sorry, first, if you have to sit down, actually, yeah. First, hopefully we're gonna meet some more amazing people, because it's time to open up the birthday box. So, have any of the adults got a birthday coming up, or a birthday that's just been? Oh, Leslie. Leslie's had a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Anyone upstairs? Sandy. Sandy's had a birthday. Oh. Sandy's had a birthday. Wonderful. Oh, Julie Kingsley. Ah, Julie Kay was on Friday. Happy birthday to you three as well. I can't see where she is, so I can't make eye contact, but she might be hiding upstairs, actually. She hides upstairs. Any of the little children had a birthday or about to have a birthday? No. We do pray that God really blessed you, all adults, on your birthday. And I've sent Linda away now, so she can't sing happy birthday. But, oh, yes, she's going to come back, and we're going to all sing happy birthday to Sandy, Julie, and Leslie. God bless you. Okay, thank you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it just gives me the opportunity. Linda and Andy, you see how quick and adult they are, very mature. We change the service, we change the order, and they're like, no, I'm there, I can do it, definitely. You know, the kids are like, no, she's changed it, I'm not doing it. That's not what she said we're doing, you know. But the adults are like, whoosh. So I'd really like to appreciate the youth band today with Linda and Andy's help, because last year, some of these songs, we were doing them on a recorded format. So we had the backing tracks, and this is the first year that the youth band, which meets on a Thursday, organized by Danny, you can see her after the service, and Louisa, yes. It's run by our two lovely young, oh gosh, almost adults now, worry. But they learn and play instruments, and we give them access to all of this. So if you never wanted drums played in your house, bring them here. We'll let them bang as hard as they like. Thank you very much for doing it, and thank you for doing it live, because I never know whether we're going back to the chorus or back to the verse again, but it's very interesting and very exciting. So we have had Ignite, which are the younger children in the church. They're all primary school age, and they have been rehearsing. And I just wanted to share with you the real life comments that have actually been said by people as the rehearsals have been going on. I've been keeping my weary ear out, and I just wanted you to get a snapshot of some of the things we've had to do and go through. I've had comments like, it's coming along nicely, which is very nice. It's coming along nicely. And then we had, we don't have the same kids this week as we had last week, and I've given them parts. The children, of course, come in, I don't have my lines, I forgot my lines at home. And like, oh, don't worry, we've printed out copies because we know what you're like. And then yesterday at the rehearsals, it was a lot of, when you open the door, can we have more kings, please? Can we have more kings coming in? I have to let in whoever comes in. And the best one I had was, we don't have any shepherds, but we're just going to start without them. but I have to bring up a golden oldie from last year, which was classic, which was, the service is about to start, but we don't have Mary. We're going to have to do without her. That was really, really brilliant. And then this person will know who they are, the person who always does this for us every year. She goes, I'll just go and get baby Jesus from the attic then, shall I? Oh, I just pray God will forgive me for that one. But yeah, and then a lovely one from the parents just to close off, which was, my children haven't been for the last 4 weeks. Can they join in? Yes, of course they can. And we're just about to see the amazing things they're going to do. So I'm going to hand over to Lisa to present it. Heaven, thank you.
Thank you to all the children of Ignite and JAM who have worked so hard and enthusiastically in putting this together, learning the songs and the lines, and it is such a pleasure to work with you all. And like that song said, you are all amazing. Okay, and thank you to the siblings, parents who bring your children along, and thank you for supporting the work we do. Thank you to fellow volunteers who have helped in putting this together. Special mentions to Diane, who made our lovely star costumes, and for Peter helping us out on the sound. And also thank you, church, for allowing us this opportunity to share with you our twinkly nativity. Okay, stars, on you come.
It always worries. Are you okay?
Hello everyone, we hope you're all sitting comfortably. It's the twinkly nativity.
Hi, my name's Sparkly.
I'm Glitzy.
And I'm Ellie. LED.
Some might say we're an all-star cast.
Ah, I love it.
And we've got a big bright story for you tonight.
It all started when Mary was visited by an angel.
Bright, shiny angel called Gabriel.
Hi!
And this is Mary, Joseph, and their donkey.
Hi.
Hi.
some good news.
I'm going to have a baby.
Oh. I've got some bad news.
We have to travel all the way to Bethlehem for the census.
Off you go then. See ya.
Oh, the joy.
Busy Bethlehem.
I've got a lovely hotel booked.
Okay.
Mm. I'm staying with my Aunt Agnes.
I'm camping, nothing like a stance under the night.
Nice.
It's a bit cold for that.
Where are you guys staying? Don't worry, I'm sure you'll find somewhere.
Which one do you think leaves fancy chocolate under the pillows?
Oh.
There's only one way to find out. Hello. Oh.
We've been working all day, and we are exhausted.
I've got a stable around the back. It's not much, but...
We'll take it.
Meanwhile, all the way over the hills, in the middle of nowhere,
under the starry night sky,
were some shepherds.
And some sheep.
Lot of sheep.
And some angels.
They are so bright you can't miss them.
We've come to see the shepherds.
We've flown a long way to see them.
We've got a message that will blow them away. We shone brighter than no one else.
Bit rude.
News for us.
Are you sure you got the right people?
We're just ordinary shepherds.
Drum roll, please.
Good news for everyone. Jesus the Savior
is born today.
You will find him in a manger.
Good news.
Hey!
Meanwhile, all the way over the desert,
in the middle of nowhere,
under the starry night sky were some wise men
and some camels.
Stinky camels.
And here they all are. Hello, wise men.
Good evening, twinkly stars.
Nice to see you again.
Still shining brightly, I see.
Not quite as brightly as that one.
That one is taking us somewhere very special.
We just know it.
We'd better keep up. See you later, twinkling stars.
And on that very starry night, baby Jesus was born,
the Son of God.
The light of the world, the Savior is born.
And who'd have thought it, out of all these places, born in a stable?
And who thought it? The Lord chose us to be in his story.
But we're just ordinary people.
Speak for yourselves.
Let's spread the news far and wide. Everyone's invited tonight.
Little did he know the wise men and shepherds were just around the corner.
Group by group, they made their way to Bethlehem.
Some were led by angels.
Some were led by a star.
They'd all had a long way to come.
But it was so worth it in the end.
Don't start the party without us. We've brought gingerbread.
And mince pies.
You didn't think we was gonna miss out of all the fun, did you?
Something about a miracle.
Not just any old miracle, the miraculiest miracle ever.
And that has to be worth celebrating.
And then party hats are ready.
It's time to shine, Twinklies.
Just has shimmy and shine.
Can we just give them one more round of applause? That was amazing! It's very true to say that I enjoy the Christmas play more now that I'm not immediately hands-on. I wonder why that is. We actually have a WhatsApp group for the Nativity play. That is of all the adult organizers in it. And come about September, October, I always feel, you know, we've got to get going, we've got to get started. And there's a couple of people that, no, not yet, I'm not ready. No, not yet, please, not yet, give me another couple of months. And that happened again this year. Coordinating, Lisa, Sally, well done. I know Flavie was involved as well. Yeah. Getting them all on, but not the angels, not the angels, not the angels yet. Ah, it's great to see. And also, I'd like to appreciate the tech team at the back for this and the next presentation, and also to say thank God for cordless mics. We had near accidents over the years. We have had dangerous situations with the leads of the mics almost, you know, killing off Mary and all sorts of things happening. But yes. I'd also like to appreciate, I know there are a couple of kids here that were really, really young last year. And this year they said their lines. you know, we are growing as a church in number, but we're also growing physically. So kids, I really want to thank you. You said your line. Some people were singing, but they weren't doing the actions. And this year, honestly, it was really, really good. And there were some amazing memories. And also, there were a couple of kids that I know definitely memorized their lines. So well done to you. That was amazing. Right, we need to move on. And we're going to sing one more song. We're going to sing a Calypso Carol, and then after that, Danny is going to come and present the presentation from The Way. Now, this one is quite interesting in that we had a few quotes as well from people that were involved in it. One of my favorites, they won't tell me what they want to do. They won't tell me what they want to do. And I can't get them to do anything. I know some parents will go, yes, amen to that. And then 4 weeks later, 4 weeks, we've got 4 weeks to go and I have no idea what we're doing. That was quite a nice one. And I waited for the rehearsals. Nobody turned up. That was a bit of a sad, low day. But thank God. And oh, there was a day that was, argh! That was all the comment I got that day, which was not good. But as God has it, and as God will do it his own way, we moved on to that, from that, and then suddenly it was, they're wonderful, I love them. And at the end of it all, it was like that child, and I will tell that child exactly which child it was, that child is a pro, made for the stage, apparently. And then when she had finished it all, and Hadith says, it's iconic. So after we've sung this song, then Danny's going to come and give the presentation for the teenagers in the church. And I hope you enjoy it. But before that, can we stand up and sing the Calypso Carol?
singing there is in a Christmas service. And then I get out of breath and need water and all sorts. It's a bit of a faff, so thank you for bearing with me. Yes, this play was devised by the youth. They came up with the ideas that they wanted to present to you. We don't have any singing, sorry if you are wanting more of that, but we do have some very brave performers, which we don't often get to perform live for you, so I'm really excited for that. We've also got some video containing some very willing volunteers. Thank you to those of you who came on some very hastily organised days, and all the parents who gave up their children for a few hours. We're really grateful for that. And also for the youth who are involved in other parts of the service, we have a booming kids and youth section, and it's a really great opportunity to show as many of them as we can. I'm really grateful for this sort of day. But yes, I think we're all ready. Cool. No further ado, present the youth presentation.
A cold winter's day, in a classroom not too far away, four students sit together, warming their hands as they discuss their Christmas plans.
2 weeks to Christmas break. I can't wait.
Someone's excited.
Of course I'm excited. It's Christmas.
My mum's already put up the decorations.
And I found out she looks appealing.
And my family are turning up for our Christmas meal this weekend.
Honestly, I dread our family coming round. It was awful last year.
Why?
Do we have to hear the night that it's to be up in the game?
Actually, they've already sorted.
Going like that all evening. I wish we did traditional Christmas things like you, Christine.
Yeah, isn't your house always decked out for Christmas?
Bit of an understatement. This is what our house looks like this year.
Wow. Oh my god.
That's do we have to hear the
actually, they've already sorted.
Chelsea are literally the worst team in the Premier League.
Oh, you were right, babe. Honestly, you are completely incorrect. Arsenal are the worst team in the Premier League. In fact, United are better than me.
United would never be better than Arsenal.
Arsenal are useless. They can't do anything. United, well, the exact same, except they can actually score goals.
Arsenal has way better players than Chelsea.
We've got Nicholas Jackson scoring hat-tricks. We've got Mikhailo Mudryk blazing on the room. We've got Sterling. Great performances week in, week out.
Sterling's your only good player.
You're talking, mate. You've got Martin Odegaard, aka Slow Mo Runner. He's honestly so slow, the only thing he can do is skills. And don't get me started on Kai Havertz.
And they'll keep going like that all evening. I wish you did traditional Christmas things like you, Christine.
Yeah, isn't your house always decked out for Christmas?
Well, my mom is obsessed with all the decorations and things being just perfect for Christmas. We go to church every year for carols by candlelight.
When is that this year? I'll try and come.
It's the 17th of December. I'll see you there. And then our Christmas day starts with church and is strictly scheduled.
Scheduled? What do you mean?
It goes like this.
Never sees how much traffic this is this day. Right, Jackie and Sultan, then come help me finish the roast.
Can I just text my friends first? I want to tell them how church is.
No phones. We spend today as a family. And remember, no presents until after dinner. So, the quicker you get those potatoes peeled, the quicker you can get to that only bit that seems to matter to you.
Then, we have to stay in the living room and play Monopoly, which I hate.
Doesn't seem how much traffic this is for stay.
I don't know, that doesn't sound very joyful.
It's just how we've always done Christmas. And I guess it's nice to eat dinner together and knowing that after, we get to open presents.
Yes, the presents. That's my favourite part of Christmas. Every year I write a detailed list.
What happens if you don't get what you want?
You messaged me last year after you didn't get the Nintendo Switch you asked for. You sounded pretty mad.
Did I? Well, that's what I asked for. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to get what I wished for. It really ruined Christmas for me, to be honest.
It is quite an expensive present. Maybe it was too much for your parents last year.
And they did get you lots of other stuff you asked for.
Were you grateful for the stuff you did get?
I hadn't really thought about it like that.
Christmas is about more than presents anyway. You shouldn't like let something like that ruin it.
Well, what do you do for Christmas, Oliver?
It depends. Sometimes my mum has a work shift.
Your mum works on Christmas Day?
Yeah, not everyone can have the day off. But we always go to church with our dad and celebrate Christ being born. It is meant to be all about him after all.
I guess so. I mean, it is Christmas.
Then we go home and spend some time together. Last year went like this.
Right, that's it. I'm done with cooking forever. I was wondering where that smell was coming from. I guess we'll have to order KFC. Whilst we wait, do you want to open some presents?
Sure, let me get them.
Your mum's much better at cooking than I am. Let's just take it easy.
How about a film while we eat?
Yep, sure. So what did you get?
You had KFC
for Christmas?
Right, that...
I guess we should be grateful to even have family around for Christmas. Not everyone gets that.
I guess Christmas is about more than the things we do every year. It's not all about traditions.
And it's not about presents or decorations or having things go perfectly.
It's about Christ, the baby born in Bethlehem.
You're getting a bit more now. Yes, the presents, the decorations and the nice food are great. But mostly it's about appreciating time that we don't always get to spend together and focusing on Jesus. And we give to others because God gave us the greatest gift of all.
You know, I might give that a go.
Yeah, maybe the food bank would appreciate something extra to help people who need it most.
Or homeless charities. I wouldn't like to be out in the cold this Christmas.
Yeah, that would be awful. I would never want that.
What it's all about. Merry Christmas
and a happy new year.
Well done, very, very brave this year, giving us a recording and a live performance. I'd like to thank everybody that helped to coordinate that. We were at two venues. I'd like to appreciate Linda for letting her open her house for the kids to come and do the recording, and the rest was done in church. So thank you very much for that. For all the parents that are looking at your little ones and thinking, I would really love to have a photo, we do allow you to have a photo in front of the Christmas tree after. And if you are friends with other people that can also be in that photo, of course, coordinate with yourselves and make sure that you're taking pictures of your kids and anyone that you have permission to do so. We're now going to have Nathan come and give the response from all of us about the services that we've just had. Thank you.
Good morning, church.
Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful presentation from our children and our young people. Let's give them all a hand. Wow. Beautiful. Wow. I know it's not easy to get up here on stage, but they have done a tremendous job, and they should be so proud. And aren't we proud of them as a church? We are so proud of each and every one of you. And as you've been sharing with us all today so beautifully, first Ignite have been sharing a beautiful nativity about the true meaning of Christmas, that Jesus is the reason for Christmas. And we've got to keep on shining bright the light and the love and the joy of Christ. And I want to encourage each of you as children and young people and all of us as a church that we keep on shining the light of Christ everywhere we go. And as we lead up to Christmas, I think you've probably got maybe one more week left at school. Is that right? Yeah? Well, this is a great opportunity this week to tell someone about Jesus. How does that sound? To tell someone that Jesus is the true meaning of Christmas. And for our young people and the entire church, we have a responsibility to keep on going out there and telling of the true meaning of Christmas. Whether we post a message on social media, whether we talk to our neighbours, whether we're at college and sixth form, wherever we go, as the good old carol says, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is what?
Lord.
Is Lord. Amen. So we thank God for this day. And then for the way, they've done a wonderful creative presentation using media and video. We thank God for them. Aren't they growing and maturing so wonderfully? You know, some of them, when I came in 2016, they were just young, very small children at that time. And to see some of them now, they've grown taller than me. I know that's not too hard, but but we thank God for them. And to all of the parents, thank you so much. And this wonderful team, Kuda and Danny and Lisa and all the other team of volunteers who have been working so hard to put this together. We thank God for each of you. What I want us to do at this time before I hand over, and we're going to pray for you all. I want all the children to join me on the stage. Come on up, children. Come and join me on the stage. Yes, everyone who was a part, come and join me on the stage if you can. Come and join me. Yes, teenagers, come on up. Come on up. I want the church to see each and every one of you. Good. Church, these wonderful children and young people that you see here on the stage. You know, often sometimes you say that the young people, they're the church of tomorrow. But I want to revamp that phrase. They're not just the church of tomorrow, but they're the church of today. Amen. And it's so important to me personally, I know it is for the whole church, that we don't just, you know, give our young people just one day out the year to lead and to be a part of the service. But next year we're excited to share with you, we'll share more with you. There's going to be more opportunities for our children and young people to be involved in the full life and ministry of the church. And we're excited about that because they have so much to share. God has given them so many gifts and talents and abilities, and we want them to use them for the glory of God here in the church, don't we? And we're excited about that. Amen. So as a church family, we're going to pray for all of our children, all of our young people, and all the adult volunteers, that the Lord will just continue to bless the work of the children's and youth work here at Sittingbourne Baptist Church. And we're really looking forward to the future, to all that the Lord will continue to do in these wonderful children's lives and young people, that the Lord will continue to bless them. So let's pray for them now. Heavenly Father, we thank you so, so much for this beautiful, beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, that you have called and equipped these wonderful children and young people. You have blessed them with gifts and talents and abilities that we know they come from you. And thank you, Lord, for their receptive hearts to say, yes, we will get involved. Yes, we will serve. Yes, we will help. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for their willingness to be involved here in the church for your glory and for your honor. We know, Lord, that there is so much pressure on their young shoulders, that there's so much out there in the world that's trying to pull them in a whole manner of different directions. But we thank you that you have your hands on their lives and you will guard them, you will protect them. Lord, you will overshadow them with your grace and your mercy. And wherever they go, at school, Lord, when they're out there with their friends, Lord, I pray that they would continue to shine the love and the light of Jesus Christ everywhere they go. And Lord, we thank you also for CUDA and the wonderful team, Lord, that serve each week, whether it's teaching Sunday school on Sundays, whether it's coming midweek, Lord, for the youth club and the various activities. We thank you so, so much for willing hearts and volunteers that, Lord, serve you, Lord, on behalf of our children and young people. May you bless them. May you encourage them. And, Lord, may we see, Lord, the volunteer team grow. May we see more people come forward to serve, Lord, in the children's and youth ministry, because we know how important it is, Lord, to see our children and young people exposed to your truth and to your love. So, Lord, as we look forward to Christmas, we pray, Lord, that we would continue to tell of the good news of Jesus. And we're also mindful that there are others out there, Lord, who perhaps, Lord, are not, Lord, in the best of times right now, Lord. They're struggling, Lord. They're going through difficulties in life. Even children, Lord, at this time that may be going through complicated times in their lives. We pray that you would have your hands on them. Would you strengthen them, Lord? Would you provide the support that they need? And we pray most of all that your message of love would ring loud and clear this Christmas, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the hope and the light of this world, came into the darkness. And the light that shone bright in the darkness will never be extinguished. It will continue to shine bright for the whole world to see. So we love you and we bless you now. May you be glorified in all that we say and do for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give them a hand one more time. Amen. You may take your seats. Amen. Let me just remind you all again that we continue to celebrate Christmas, and next week we are so looking forward to the Carols by Candlelight service that's going to take place next week, Sunday evening, starting at 6:30 right here. You don't want to miss it. So please invite your friends and family members to come out. It's going to be a beautiful time. And then we're going to have our Christmas Eve service, which will be our Chris Ingle service, again for the whole family and the children. We're going to be busy in craft and sharing the true meaning of Christmas through the demonstrations. So we look forward to that. And then our Christmas Day service, we're going to have a short service here, which will again involve all the children. So we look forward to seeing you over the next few weeks. Amen.
Thank you very much, Nathan. It's a joy to work with the children because they invigorate you. And honestly, their energy rubs off, and it's such a joy. But what a shame.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, did you see that? I tripped and dropped all these sweets. I'll have to pick them up after the service, won't I? If only I had some helpers. Not yet. Right. Before your parents take your photos, you can pick up how many?
One.
They know me so well. You can have one sweet. Not yet. Didn't you listen to Nathan? Didn't you listen to the twinkling stars? What do we have to do? So what song are we going to finish with today? We're going to finish with the song Shine. And for everybody who's been to this service before, I'm really sorry for all the people that are here for the first time. We are going to shine from the inside out, that the world will see He lives in us. And we're going to make a difference when we go out. Amen? Amen. So Louisa is going to help me, and all of you guys are going to step back and join in the actions. So anybody who really wants to give it some before you go home and or have teas and coffees, please join in the actions. Yeah, do stand and let's sing and go out with a bang. We're going to sing Shine. The gentler actions, you can watch me. If you want to give it all that, please watch Louisa because she's very keen.
One, yeah. Two, three, four.
Right. Would just like to have a quick word, please. Thank you.
Okay. Before we end, I apologise for this. Before I actually do it, you're not going to like me very much right now. But can we get all the leaders who work with the youth, anyone who gives extra time to support youth, to come up onto the stage right now, please?
Come on. Right. Come on. Where are they? Not yet. Get down.
All the leaders, please.
Get down. Come on, Jen.
There's more than you than that.
So yeah, are they upstairs? We'll wait, Shula. Come on down, Shula. Come on down. Who else is upstairs? Who's hiding? Who's that? We'll wait for her. We're going to wait. Tell her to come down. We'll wait. Is that Nikke? Nikke, I know where you live. I will find you. Is she coming down? Is she not here? Who's that? Who's up there? Someone's hiding. Is that Busi? It's Busi. I'll speak to you in our language in a minute. Because she's also from Zimbabwe. Spread out.
I think there's a few more people hiding.
They are.
I'm not going to push it. Children, these are your leaders. These are the people who take time, give up their own time, both outside the church and in church, to support you and look after you and bring you to God. Can we all just give them a big thank you and a round of applause? Woo!
Sweet first, and yeah. Okay, kids, orderly, calm down. They're not going anywhere. Okay, thank you, everyone. Please join us for teas and coffees. Right, go on. No, calm down. Okay.